On this day, in 1902, Cuba gained independence from the US. Now, you may think, what on earth is the US doing getting involved in the old colonization game? I'm pretty surprised myself. Tomas Estrada Paramá became the first president of Cuba since independence. Have the information here. Tomas Estrada Paramá was an important Cuban general in the 10 Years' War. Estrada Paramá was captured by Spanish troops sent into exile. While in exile, he travelled to New York and he worked with José Martí. After Martí's death, Estrada Paramá became the new leader of the Cuban Revolutionary Party. When the revolutionaries established a government in arms, Estrada Paramá was sent to Washington as its diplomat. With the help of an American banker, he tried offering Spain $150 million to give up the island, a plan that failed. He was, however, successful in getting the US Congress to pass the Joint Revolution. The bill was, allegedly, one of the factors that led to the US declaring war on Spain. We're not too sure about this, but that's what some people say, demanding that Cuba be freed from Spanish colonial rule. After a few years of General Leonard Wood's rule in Cuba, elections were to be held. The Republican Liberals, headed by José Miguel Gómez, and the National Liberals, headed by Alfredo Zayas, both, this is my testing my Spanish here, both supported Estrada Paramá. He did not campaign, though, staying the full time in the US, where he was a citizen. American troops left after the Cuban government signed the bill lowering tariffs on American products and incorporating. We don't have a lot of time here, so I'm just sort of skipping through some of the information. It's fascinating stuff, all this, on American products, and incorporated the Platt Amendment. Look out for that. There's a cross-reference thing, if ever there was one. The Platt Amendment that was into the Constitution. Many American companies came to do business in Cuba. On the 16th of Feb, 1903, Estrada Paramá signed the Cuban-American Treaty, agreeing to lease the Guantanamo Bay area to the U.S. in perpetuity, which is not easy to say, for use as a naval base and coaling station. This was a minor victory for the Estrada Paramá administration, for Washington had wanted 5 naval bases in the island. It is a testament to his diplomatic skills that Estrada Paramá... Oh, typo. I found a typo there. Estrada, not Estrada, was able to obtain the reduction even with the American troops stationed on the island. His policies were also responsible for improvement in education, communications, and public health, which had suffered, so it says here, this is not my words, but someone else's, from the devastation created by the War of Independence from Spain. And there's loads of information. I can't read all of it, obviously. Can I skip? There's a second term when Estrada was re-elected in 1906, but this time against violent opposition by the moderates who claimed electoral fraud. Estrada, Paramá, and the liberal camp appealed to the U.S. for intervention. And in 1906, the U.S. installed a provisional occupation government, which lasted from 06 to 09. After 1908, the elections there, another pro-American government was established in Cuba under Charles Magoon. Born in Cuba, Estrada Paramá was the son of Andrés Duque de Estrada y Paramá and wife and cousin María Candelaria de Paramá y Tamayo. He married on the 15th of May, 1881, in Honduras with Juanaveva, or Juana Baba, not too sure, Guardiola Arbithulu. Goodness me. I think we should take a break. I'm under pressure here. I've got 30 seconds and the audio boost stops recording. So I'm under pressure. Can we take a break there, Pillar? We got the gist of it, didn't we? Yes. I think we got the gist of it. So there we go. On this day in history, in 1891, 20th of May. Sorry, no, that's the Thomas Edison thing. Getting confused here. I've lost it now. 1902, sorry. Cuba gains independence from the US, and thus the beginning of the history of Guantanamo Bay. Rather interesting stuff there. It was Tomas Estrada Paramá, the first president of Cuba.